Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles or you have your device, open to the book of Judges, chapter 8. Thank you, worship team. Let's give the worship team a good round of applause. Amen. Come on. Let's give them a good round of applause. Judges, chapter 8, verse 4 through 7. I'm going to read it. We're going to pray. And then we're going to just allow God to speak to us this evening. Who wants to be spoken to? You know, in Victory Outreach, we got this rule. It says, don't talk until spoken to. Come on, somebody. Men home, women home, you should know that one, right? Right now is God's time, so if you have your device, please, no Facebooking, no Instagram. Nothing's more important than God right here, right now. And so Judges chapter 8, verse 4 through 7. When everybody's there, give me a strong amen. And the Bible says in the NIV like this, Gideon and his 300 men, exhausted yet keeping up the pursuit, came to the Jordan and crossed it. And he said to the men of Succoth, give me and my troops some bread, for they are worn out. And I am still pursuing Zeba and Zalumna, the kings of Midian. But the officials of Succoth said, do you already have the hands of Zeba and Zalumna in your possession? And why should we give you bread and to your troops? And Gideon replied, just for that, when the Lord has given me Zeba and Zalumna into my hand, I will tear your flesh with desert thorns and thistles. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We just love you, God. And tonight, God, as we come in the Rio Grande region, we ask, Holy Spirit, use my life just to be able to transmit, communicate, oh God, what was given to us in Puerto Vallarta. Lord, let us feel an urgency tonight. Let us feel that there's a mandate. Let us feel tonight, God, that we cannot go back to the same old, but be challenged, God, ready to roll up our sleeves, ready to sharpen our tools and get in this fight, Father, because this fight is great and there are souls dying and we need to reach. Father, we thank you. We bless you for this time. Anoint this time. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people say, amen. Come on, let's give Jesus a good round of applause. Oh, we can do better than that. Come on, let's give, you may be seated. How many know God is good? God is good. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Well, it's good to be here in the house of the Lord. And how many know it's good to smile? Everybody smile. Come on, let's smile. Hallelujah. Dios es bueno. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, when we came from Puerto Vallarta, one of the things that really stuck to me and what we see in this text, and let me give you a little background because it's going to help us. What I believe we need to do as a region now, and the book of Judges always demonstrates what happens to the Lord's people when everybody does whatever they want. And the reason why I'm saying that is because we're not going to help as a region, not as a church, if everybody's doing their own thing. The first thing we look in the history of Judges is that, number one, when everybody begins to do their own thing, depravity comes in, destruction, deficiency, and deficiency means this, lacking something necessary or an element to be efficient. We hear it time after time, hermano, solo no puedes. One of the things I heard from the founder's heart and the elders is that Victory Outreach International has to become one. We ain't got time to be one church over here and one church over here. We got to become a powerful unit church to do destruction to the devil. And many of us don't like that. And that's what I want to speak about, the 300 that became one. Let me say that because we're going to need to hear this. The 300 that become one. But there was many that were not one. Together doesn't mean we're one. You know, tonight, you all say you're Victory Outreach. Can I use a little authority here? We all VO. We all go tell people I'm VO, I got a testimony. But if we're not going to become one in United, we can't membership. See, it ain't going to work that way. And I know that if you, I ask you, you know, what's, why aren't you united with $1? $1! But we're united, we can. See, being together doesn't mean we're one. Being a little and united, we become powerful. We gotta become one. That's what I heard. When I was praying and looking in the Word, and God was dealing with me, and I made it my business that Victory Hour's Dim is going to become one with Albuquerque. Come on, somebody. It's going to become one with our pastor, with our founder, financially, labor, everything we need to do to become one. See, if we don't learn from history, somebody, a president said, then we're only destined to repeat the same mistakes. Kennedy said that, I think. We got to become one. We just can't get together and become one at a real grand summit. We should become one all the time. Our pastor should be able to call our churches and we got it. What do you need, pastor? How many you need? How much you need? And now I know I'm talking. It's getting silent. Because there is no excuse. Alone, we have no chance. Together, we have the greatest chance. It is easier to rob one person than a mob. For you who are in the neighborhood, who will we hit? El Solo. But you dare not run against another clica. See, this is what it's speaking about. That when you get robbed, the whole region gets robbed. When you get robbed in your marriage, we get robbed. When you get robbed from the home, we get robbed. The devil wants to rob those who are alone. And I learned this. Stay with the clique and you got a better chance. And the way I become successful down there in the south is stay close to the clique. Because if he comes mess with me, he's messing with our regional. And he's messing with the international. He ain't got no chance. Can I speak it? Can I preach it? Pastor told me to preach it. Let my guns loose. That's what lions dare not attack the herd, but the one that's gone astray. That's why right now, if you're here in your personal level, that's why you're messed up. You're trying to do it on your own. You don't want to join in. It's too hard. They want more of me. They're demanding. No, it's God saying you're outside. You're a prey. You're going to become a victim. You need to stay with the crowd. Somebody say amen. Put on a smile while I'm correcting. Come on, somebody. It's time that we become one, Rio Grande. It hurts me. It does when I hear my pastor's heart and even our churches, man, like, man, we're not there, man. I'm like, man, I always pray, God, raise up an army, God. Raise up a mighty army that we would be a dagger in the hands of our pastor. I've learned. They never taught me this in Betty, Vato, Bosom, and all the ones. But I've learned now. If you stay with the crowd, you got a better chance of not being attacked. That's why I'm making my business in our church always be involved. Always be. Because the more we're there, the enemy can't hit us and we'll have more success. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See, we got to get tired and angry of the enemy robbing our region, churches, callings, finances, the harvest of prosperity, multiplication that belongs to us simply because we don't want to play with the team. This is what it speaks about. It speaks that when anybody's alone, the enemy will come and rob you. This is Gideon. This is what I'm talking about. The 300 becoming one. I got tired. I don't know about you. But I'm going to be real right here, right now. My pastor's here. I got tired. I'm opening up a home, invested all my life, sowing seed, sowing the vision, only so the enemy can rob them and put them in another church. This is what it speaks about. Working, laboring, giving, only to give it to the enemy because you're not in a one position. I got tired, man. Man, I can tell you I run in my city and see a whole bunch of ex-disciples that we took, that we love, that we gave to them. Ate in my house. Gave them everything. And because at those times we were not really one, the devil came and just took them. And now they're in another church. Not no more. Come on, somebody. Not no more. I said, not no more. I said, not no more. I said, not no more. You got to help me out here tonight. I told my church, we're going to be one. We don't want to labor, sacrifice, give money, only so the enemy can rob us. Simply because we're not together. We got to become one. Right now, I'm building a unit, not a church. I'm like a first lieutenant down there in a base by my commander and my captain say, this is what you need. Why? Because I've learned that the more I stay with the group, I keep disciples. The devil comes and you know what I'm saying? And he might harass them, but they stick it out. They're warriors. They overcome. I'm tired. One with our regional vision and one with our international vision. We got to know this, people. When they steal from you, they steal from all of us. Marriages, young people. I know it's hard being in church. It looks like a burden, like they want to lord over. No, we're making you one. You need help. And if you don't come to the conclusion that you can't do it without by yourself, then by all means, like Doc Holliday says, join in. I'm tired in our church too, man. Man, hey, what are you doing over there? Get in here. Well, you know what? I don't like. You need to hear this. You need to become one. I'm tired, man. That's why when God harasses us and steals anybody in the region, he stole from the whole region. Backs us up. Because we're a family. We're a family whether you like it or not. And in family members, let's be real. Huh? Some you love and some you don't like. Come on, somebody. I got family members in my family I don't like. But because we're family, come on, somebody. I got to love them. I got to respect them still. We're the same thing, man. We're a family. Come on, somebody. You may not like me. I may not like you. That's okay. The Bible didn't say for us to like each other. He said love one another. I'm here to stir you up. We got to get going. You see, when we are going, when are we going to get mad enough, man, Rio Grande? Now, speaking of Rio Grande, there's a reason why we're called Rio Grande. I like it in Spanish, but it didn't say Rio Chiquito. It didn't say Rio Piojito. It's a grande, Holmes. Barrio Grande from the west side, it's a... That's why I like that. I was going to tattoo that already. Rio Grande. Go up to the Puerto Vallarta. Where you from? Rio Grande, say, Washa. Right around my head. Vio Rio Grande. That sounds powerful. I mean, think about it. When you say Rio Grande, man, woo! Right, let me try that again. When we say Rio Grande, woo! Try that again. When we say Rio Grande, oh! You can walk proudly out in the city and say, where you from? Jesus Christ in the Rio Grande. We got a family. We got a powerful, man, army of God in our region ready to rise up and say, Pastor, let me loose. I'm one with that. It is time for us to rise up and become the 300 like Gideon. Together doesn't mean we're one until we pass the test of time. You see, King David said this. Watch what King David said. Listen, the reason why you can't get nowhere is because you have not hated your enemy enough. King David said this. Don't I hate them, Lord, who hate you? And don't I loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. And I count them my enemies. Psalm 139:21-22. We got to pursue our enemies with extreme prejudice. Let me say that again. You got to be, I don't know about you, I tell this to my church. I used to hate when I was a little kid. There was always that bully on the block. Who had a bully on the block standing in the corner taking all those kids' money? Back then it was peseta. A peseta, a quarter will buy you Doritos, I remember. A Coke and a sneakers. In the 70s. That's all that. But there was this guy, man. Big old dude. We were like 12, 13. He was like 16, 17. Right in the corner. And then he see us all coming in all happy. Come on, somebody. Thought we were bad. And then we saw him, and we were trying to cross in there. He goes, hey. And as soon as he would say, hey, we stopped. We already knew. Give me all my time. Well, that's the way a church is. Pastors, that's the way it is too. We don't even have to go to that level. Let's go to a leadership level. Because I'm speaking to leaders. Now, let me say that again. I told my church, I'm not speaking to followers this year. I'm speaking to leaders. The days of following are over. Till one day, man, my uncle got mad. Marco's dad. And said, we're going to teach. He was a neighborhood guy. Man, he was rough. Gangster. And he got all his neighbors and said, that's the last time you guys come crying. And he taught us how to box, how to be rough. And guess what? One day we walked up there and the homeboy said, hey. And we turned around. What's up? Give me my dad. Mm-mm. Before you know it, we had money in our pocket. Come on, somebody. Walked up front. You know how it is when you furnish your first fight? Mess with me, Holmes. We got to be angry now. The God that the enemy is robbing you. That you're one day full of joy and then the next day you're sad over a trial. Come on, somebody. We got to rise up. We got to be of the same spirit. We got to be of the same energy. The same fervor. The same power. We are an army. I like that. Anytime the devil rises against my church, I get that scripture and I start building myself. Like that day. Oh, come on, Lord. Hallelujah. You're with me, God. I gotta hit this new enemy. That's it. I'm tired of robbing him last year from this area. I'm going to go face him up and I'm going to smack him with your Holy Ghost arm. Time to take back what the enemy stole. Somebody say, God is good. Let me give you a couple of quotes quick. I'm timing myself because we want the Holy Spirit and the area of unity. Susie Kasem said this, unity is a beast in itself. Watch this. If a wolf sees two little boys playing in the woods on one side and a big strong man on the other, he will go to the one that stands alone. Let me ask you, where are you at? And remember what Peter said. The devil's like a lion, prowling, lurking to see who can devour. Another one said, for the strength of the pack is the wolf, and the strength of the wolf is the pack. Unity. And I like this. Who has arachnophobia, afraid of spiders? You shouldn't. You know why? It says this. An Ethiopian proverb said this. When spiders unite, they can tie down a lion. That's the power of one. That's where the devil works so hard, dividing you at home, dividing you in your church, dividing you with our region, and dividing us internationally. Because the day we become one with everybody, don't you look at me that way, we're going to start hitting churches just in our region. Grande. I went all the way this year. I told our church, this is the year of multiplication. We want to see 300 by December. That's how I'm preaching. That's how I'm dealing. I say, the days are over. To start thinking like, if we can do it, maybe we should do it. Maybe we shouldn't try. No, we're going to go all the way. It hurts me to, man, when we show up regionally, internationally, numbers are not there. When we have victory outreach, when I hear everybody's delivered, everybody's thankful. We're too busy for the vision. If we will get more together, the lion couldn't come in. I'm talking to the region, not my church. You're vital. Pastor Sonny and the elders says, you're vital, Pastor. It's important that you as a leader in your region and your title, you are important to this whole international movement. Victory and defeat are in us. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. God is good. Come on, God is good. Man, it's time. Let me see. Can I say it? Yeah, hombre, yeah. Let's stop going to the wimpy, wimpy, wimpy section. You remember that one? An old lady is looking for hefty. And then there's one little guy walks up, and he's just, and then there's this big, strong guy. And he's looking, trying to save a little buck, and not trying to go all light like some of us. Right? United we can. We try to save a buck, we can give it. And then he goes, you're going to get that? Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy. And he looks at me, hefty, hefty, hefty. We need men with backbone. We need men with, man, you know what? Pase lo que pase, pastor. I'm here. Whether you hurt me, offend me, or don't give me what I want, that got nothing to do. I'm a faithful, loyal soldier. Too many men fall by the wayside. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And you sisters, don't look at me that way. You were fine now, but I can tell. We can tell. You done slapped, beat up some men in the hood. Had them in the corner party. Hello, somebody. And all of a sudden, we get in here. We come to the kingdom. It's about Twilight Treasures. I can't go there no more. We need to unite. I said, we need to unite. Is everybody good? Everybody happy? I'm excited. I said, I'm excited. I said, I'm excited in here. You got to help me out, man. You're my region. You're my model. I come to you to say, help me. Man, as a region, man, show us, support us. You got to be more radical than I am. You're the Rio Grande Regional Church. I look to you. I look to the pastors. They don't know it yet, but I've been looking. I said, you're my regional church. You're the place where I can come and draw the water of the well for my city. I love coming here. The beginning was, it was a challenge. Come on, somebody. Otra vez. Acabo de venir. Don't look at me that. We all said it. I'm a convince. You know, those times. In the beginnings. Not no more. I'd be like, I even told Pastor, hey, Pastor, launch me out here or something. Church, look at the church. They go, what do you say, Pastor? Man, like 3.5 hours is like 30 minutes to me because I come. I said, what does my pastor has new? What does this church has new that I can take down south that would help me to continue? That's why I love coming here. That's why you got to be more radical than I am. Come on, somebody. I said, you guys have been here over what, 30 years? 30 years? I just been down there officially 14 years. I need some of y'all. I need some. Maybe you don't understand that. How about VO language? I need some. I got to have some. Oh, comprende? ¿Sabes qué, homes? ¿Dónde está, loco? Ponle. Woo! Come on, somebody. Don't look at me that way. Yeah, I'm a little dressed up now. Yeah, I might smell a little bit better. But I tell you, it was not so many years ago. I thank God for the ministry of Victory Outreach. Aleluya. Diablo mentiroso, lo reprendemos en el nombre de Jesús. We are God's people, a chosen generation. God is good. So we need to rise up. Pursuing our enemy with extreme prejudice. I like that movie. I like good war movies. I like the movie The Apocalypse Now. Not everybody can see it. Don't see it if you still have carnal. Amen. I want you backsliding. I like it because it's military minded. Found somebody. Order. Grab, you know, military. So they get Martin Sheen to assassinate an ex-colonel of the United States Army. So when he's having that, he's scared. He's, you know, he's a hitman. And he thought they were trying to set him up to see what he was doing. What he was doing, it was against military law. But actually, they were going to hire him to hit on a colonel. So they tested him. Were you involved in this? Like some of us used to do in court. I wasn't even there. That was my twin brother. And once he passed that test, they gave him the breakdown. And then they said, we're going to send you. And then he says, how should I deal with it? And they told him, with extreme prejudice. Okay. See, that's why we got to pursue God. Pursue. We got to pursue this enemy with it. You can't love him. You can't dance with him. You can't mess with him. You can't flirt with him. You got to hate him and kill him all the time he shows up. We know how to do it. That's why the devil works with our flesh and laziness and spiritual disciplines. That's why. Because the day you got those together, you're a weapon in God's hand. Now you begin to hate what God hates. Now you begin to love what God loves. Now hurt God. Now you hurt what God hurts. And then you become a ferocious. Come on, somebody. Mighty men of valor, women of valor. A gang. Come on, where's the gang? We need a gang on fire. A gang that has the face of a lion to do damage to the kingdom of God. God is good. Let me give you two things real quick on the area why these two enemies are mentioned. There's a reason why. Zeba means slaughter or to eat all flesh. There's only one person named Zeba in the Bible, and he was one of the four Mennonite kings who for 7 years, watch this, helped themselves to Israel's harvest. You remember that? Gideon was working, laboring, hard. The harvest was coming, and then the enemy will come and devour Isaac. Pass out. And then you couldn't do anything. And then they would do it all over again for 7 years. They're like us sometimes. We work with a person. We work somebody in the home. We're not united, but we're doing it our way. Come on, somebody. And then when the enemy sees we're not united, he steals everything we work for. And he frustrates and begins to discourage. That's why I love about finances. There are two types of people here in the area of finance. Those who tell their money where to go, those who are saying, where did my money go? That's the devil's word. That's exactly what we're saying. But if you listen to tithe, united we can. Man, but if you loyal your finances, God will always bless you. I don't know about you. I'm tired of my seat. That's why we need to rise up. We're not going to work harder. We're going to work smarter. I don't like working and somebody else taking it from me. I didn't like having my quarter and somebody stealing my quarter. I don't like anybody stealing my treasures out of my city. I want them because they were promised to us. And also in the Rio Grande region. Get tired, man of God. Get tired, man. When your family's not all together, when your wife is not all together, when your money is funny, so what? Be loyal. Navy SEALs in the kingdom of God. That's what it speaks about. That's what I'm talking about, because here Gideon was chasing them. And just like there's people, you're chasing God, and hate to tell you that the worst enemy to your chase is your own people. And as soon as they say, okay, can you help me out so I can continue battling? Well, let your God help you. Pastor Sonny said, man, we need your help. United we can. Oh, well, let's see what happens. Let me get a result first. The worst enemy I tell our church, to your vision right now, is people in our church and your family, those who are on disbelief. There will always be that when you're in pursuit. And I like what the Bible says. Even though they were tired, they still had it in their heart. We're still going to pursue them. We got to be like that, people. Yes, we're going to get tired. Yes, we're going to get worried. Yes, we're going to go hungry. But we got to keep our mind on the pursuit. You know, I usually tell someone, man, I don't loud entonces, homeboy. I'm serious now. I tell men, you want me to disciple you? I ain't got time to be playing romper room with you. I say, You're going to man up and be a man of size scale. You're welcome to our church. I need men that pursue. And then when they get diverted or lied to or tempted, pursue God. Whether they get help or not, they pursue God. Whether they're like or not, pursue God. We are victory outreach, mighty men of valor. Pursue. That's the first enemy. You maybe have that enemy. He might have left, but there's another thing we have to do. People, how about you? Are you tired? See, this went on until Yahweh called Gideon as judge, and he famously ran the Midianites off with a mere 300 men. And then the other one, Zurmana, means this, shade or shadow, one to be in the dark. He was the one, you know what he did? He always just caused trouble to Israel so they never can concentrate in their pursuit. Pastor Sonny said this, that if a pastor doesn't give a clarity of vision and direction in his church, gossip. Troubles. And there we are trying to pacify all the troubles instead of gaining ground in our cities. Maybe you might be a troublemaker right here, right now. You know how we know? Every time something's spoken here, you buck with it. You can be like, I don't know about that. They're not, yeah, he doesn't want my money. There they go again. Don't look at me that day. I'm still a sheep, but one day I sat back there, way back in L.A., and I was way back there. And I said, man, that pastor said, that's all he wants is my money. I've been there. I know we don't have them here in the Rio Grande region. Every time a vision. Here we go again. And then we have life groups outside of the real life group. Win like that. Somebody say amen. You've heard it. See, the king of Oreb and Zeb, they were caught and decapitated by the locals. But Zeba and Zalmunna was going to have to be killed by a special leader, Gideon. See, in other words, chasing the enemy is not enough. Kill that what caused you to be robbed in the beginning. That's where Gideon said, no, we can't just chase them. They stole from us. They ain't just getting away like that. You know how we were. Oh, come on. You know how we were in the neighborhood. They ain't going to get. They came down like that, man. Did that. Oh, no, you ain't getting away with that. Oh, no. No, homo. Pasíguate. No empieces una cosa. Estamos en paz. Chale. Ya lo empezó. We ain't going to leave it like that. You can't leave it like that. Just because he's out, you got to kill him. You know why? He's going to come back and rob you. And if he robs you, he robs the region. And when he robs the region, he robs internationally. With extreme prejudice. Be that person that you used to be, refined, that vicious that used to be out there. Man, if the devil comes and harasses your house, man, tell him, I ain't going to stay like that, devil. You chase them. Come on, somebody. Those are real gang fights, not just standing your ground. Science, get out there. We have you on the run. We're going to chase you down. You're going to become one. The Bible says Gideon and his 300 finally captured him. Both, and they killed them. We need to do that. Whatever it is that you have, Paul said, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. If you have a little sin, oh, it's all right. You know, sooner or later, it's going to become a giant. It's going to kill you. Because you need to be extreme prejudice on that stuff. You ain't got room to play with it, pacify it. Got to. This region should be enough. And I'm also going to close. I remember when I first came to this region, there was almost a church in every city in this state. Santa Fe, Raton, Española, Deming, Albuquerque, las cruces, el paso. Look at where we're at today. We had homes. I had a home. We were going to get my home. And then later on, we became even bigger. We had 9 churches because some of the churches from Colorado joined it, and we had 9. But we got robbed. Sid, Raton had a close. Santa Fe, Farmington. We had our church in Farmington. Now it's only Albuquerque, Española, El Paso, Las Cruces, and 5. Are we going to tell the devil he took all that from us just simply because we didn't? I ain't ready, Pastor. Let me graduate the home and get my life together. Brother, we're going to launch you out. Talking about. How do you do it? I don't know. I didn't know what to do. And I just got here. And look at what I did. I didn't have no money. I didn't have no insurance. I didn't have no home. No chairs. I just had 4 women in my home. My wife, Leslie, Monique, and Natalie. Tore that place up. I didn't ask for help. I didn't go over to say no, pobrecito me. Come on, somebody. That's why in my church leadership, they got a tough way, because you got to prove yourself to me. I had a job just like pastor. I had benefits. I had union. I had family. I had a car. I had a bank account. And we left it all for the cause. We say, how dare I keep this testimony when God can use me somewhere else. Today we can't even get somebody from our church coming out to our church. So far. Oh, Pastor Hugh. It's time to rise. It's time to take back our state. I said, let me say that again. It's time to take back our state. You know, we don't need 32,000 in our region to do whatever they want. All we need is just 300 who have the same cause, the same enemy, the same anger, the same fervor, the same heart, who march as one, fight as one, speak as one, give as one, one vision, one purpose, one pursuit, one attitude. Relentless, my friend. General Patton said this: wars are not won by you dying for your country, but making the other poor son of a gun die for his country. That's what he said. Because we used to have, where are you going? I'm going to go die for my country. How about us today in victory hours in our faith? What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to try to see if it works. My Bible says, if I believe, I therefore speak. We're not here to go out and see if we're going to win. We're going to go out, come on somebody, and say, I'm not dying, I'm already dead. But you're going to die for your cause, and we're going to take that. Come on, come on, come on, somebody, get somebody a good, give Jesus. Bringing it down. We got to get tired of working so hard only to see the enemy come and steal everything away. And so it was, watch this, Judges 6:34, 3 and 4, that whenever Israel had sown, look at that, whenever Israel, see, when you work and you sow, the Midianites will come up and with the Amalekites and other people from the east, and they will destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza, and they will leave no substance to Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor donkey. You know, one of the most disturbing attacks on prey that is, to me, is that of the hyenas. One attacks, and then they all come and get up and have a feast. That's what it speaks about. It speaks that when the enemy gets something from you, guess what he has? Other devils come and just join the feast on you. They rip you up. Rip your marriage, rip your faith. Oh. got to get tired of the enemy causing troubles in our churches simply because there is no cause in our church. Where there is no cause, the mouse play. Gossip, murmuring, complaining, jealousy, envy, hatred, self-seeking, lust, malicious attacks on one another because the enemy has them looking at each other in their imperfections. But when we make the enemy our common cause, come on, somebody. No one has time to be looking at each other. Ooh, come on, somebody. No more. You know why? Because we all got the same target. I learned that from Pastor Sonny. He goes, if you have gossip and division in your church, it's because there's no cause. Everybody's looking at you. Pastor, you got to get that church going. That they'd be so busy with the cause, they have no reason to be looking at each other. We want no novellas. If you're watching novellas, you're... No more complaining. We got one enemy. We got one enemy. It's not one enemy in Las Cruces. It's not one enemy in El Paso. It's not one enemy in Deming. It's not one enemy in Hispaniola. It's not even one enemy in Albuquerque. It's the enemy against the Rio Grande region. We got to start looking. You know what? This is our common enemy. Let's become one. Not only do we must get tired of pursue and kill with extreme prejudice, that will cause the robbery to begin with. I hate the very thing that the enemy stole from me. One of them was part of the fatherhood. He stole my dad from me. Even at 6 years old, I wonder where it would have been with him around. 60, I'm born again. But I, in the beginning, when I went through it, I said, that is not going to be the thing that they're going to go through. And I made it my plan to hate that devil so much that he wasn't going to rob my daughter's dad. It wasn't easy. Pressure. Wanting to give up. Finances. The house goes crazy. We need men to rise. So Ziba and Zalmunna said, rise yourself. Watch this one. They got met by Gibeon. And kill us. For as a man is, so his strength. You know what he told them? He goes, okay, if you say you're it, then prove it. Can you imagine that, the enemy? A ver si de veras eres que dijiste. Look at what the Bible says. So Gideon arose and killed them. And took the crescent ornaments that were in the necks of the camels, royalty. And walked back. And then showed Israel. There it is. No more enemy. We killed them. No more robbing. Now we're going to take it all for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. Come on, stand with me. Come on, stand with me. Hallelujah. Pastor Sonny and the elders already have those ornaments saying, Victory Outreach. We already killed that enemy all over the world. Now go possess. Gang, we need you to arise. Gang, we need you to get anointed. Gang, we don't need you to follow the leadership. Follow your calling. Tonight, we need to become one like never before. In everything, people, in vision. We all got to hate our enemy the same level. Some can be hating them. Some can be extreme hating them. Some can be playing with them. We all got, as a region, hate our enemy. Whenever they hit our city, whenever they hit our church, we should all say, that got me mad. We're going to do something about it. How many can say amen? So here's the thing tonight. You want to be alone? Well, it's proven that if you're going to do it your way, you're going to become a casualty. Your marriage. Parent, if you're not a leader in your house, your children are going to get robbed by the devil of the world. That's why it's tough being a parent. But if you set the pace of commitment and loyalty to God and love to God, you'll get the victory. How about leaders? And I'm going to challenge this. I'm bringing it down, man, you know. What about pastors in our churches? I'm speaking to leadership because we need to unite more. We all got problems. We all got challenges. But man, we can't neglect the bigger picture. How about you as a leader in the church? Are you a leader by title because you're president, or you're one of those? The pastor can come around and, man, you're doing it. Like the pastor will say, you can turn around and he's there. They're there. The gang. And how about you, Victory Hours? What about you? You're important too. Pastor, I don't have. You're important every time you come. Come on, somebody. And you're committed. People see it. You influence people. You know, one of the things we heard from Pastor Saul in Puerto Vallarta, I love what he said. But the message of the third wave, he said, the first and second generation paid blood, sweat, and tears for this vision. Now the third wave has inherited everything they have. And the danger is that they haven't fought for it, earned it, believed it enough, that they can give it away. When we come up here, like Pastor Danny and some of us in our season, we paid a big price. And we're still doing. But it doesn't mean that you're just going to get. No, be a pioneer. Come on, somebody. If you're going to be a kids camp, be a pioneer. Create. Be initiative. Be aggressive. Help the cause. Unite. One of the things is that us pioneers, we paid it, and now sometimes even leaders just come and say, well, I really didn't pay for it, but I'll write in it. No. That's no more of that. You got to give in the same way. You're going to have to sack. Come on, somebody. We got to get you to sweat. We got to get you to bleed a little. Because if you don't, you ain't got no reason why you should stand for something. So tonight, let's get aggressive. Let's become one. As we play this song, I'm going to open up the altar. Just come. Play that song. Let's bring it up. Hallelujah. Come on, Rio Grande. I invite you to come up. Hallelujah.
Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reach us to me.
Hallelujah. Come on.
Separation
and division no more.
Riches.